Well, next, the freedom of the City of London. Today, Irish HIV/AIDS activist Bernard Lynch will join Queen Elizabeth, Winston Churchill and Nelson Mandela, amongst others, in getting the award. Born in Ennis in County Clare, Mr. Lynch rose to prominence while working as a Catholic priest in New York as the AIDS epidemic took hold in the 1980s. I spoke to him earlier and I first asked what the award means to him.
It's great for me as part of the diaspora, and I see it more as for all of us who are diaspora Irish. And, you know, I've been singled out, and I'm by no means the person who has made the greatest contribution here in London. We Irish have made such contributions at all levels of society, from labourers to doctors to nurses to teachers, etc. And this is for me a kind of a representation, acknowledgement of my contribution. Very personally, yes, I worked here for and with people with HIV/AIDS, both here and a lot in Glasgow. So that's the kind of personal touch. But I take
it. Are you being a bit modest?
I don't think so. I hope not. I don't know. Like, if people would attribute that to me as one of my virtues, I have no idea. But
is it a great honour for you?
It is a great honour. It is a great honour. And it's, you know, it's an honour that being Irish, because being Irish wasn't always easy here. And particularly when I came here about 30 years ago, we were in the middle of the Troubles and we weren't always treated with due respect. So there's been a seismic turnaround in relationships between the UK and Ireland. And I would see this as part of that, you know, in a small way, that we are close and best neighbours. And yes, I did a lot of work here. And a lot of the work I did, Keane, of course, I like to mention this, was with people with AIDS, people, young men dying of AIDS who could not stay at home in Ireland.
Well, bring us back to New York in the 1980s. There was much stigma around HIV and AIDS. Tell us about your work then.
Oh, that's for me like going back to a Holocaust. I mean, that was incredible. I mean, I never in my life have I seen such ignominious disease and unspeakable grief and hurt and alienation and shaming and abandonment of, including my Irish brothers, by family, by friends, by the church, of course, very obviously, and even by the state at that point. I mean, that's part of the reason that I got into so much trouble, that I went into City Hall and I stood alone as a priest and said, you know, I don't want to stand for what's going on here in this land of the free and home of the brave. People are being thrown out, as they were, of their apartments. They were losing their jobs. They had no health insurance. And that was another world, a world that I will never get over, but a world that I wouldn't want anybody to have to endure again.
Well, after New York, you moved to London and set up a support group for gay priests. Tell us about that.
Well, when I came here, I was hired to come here and work with an organization called CARA, which is Care and Resources for People with AIDS, at London Lighthouse of Princess Diana fame. And a lot of the people working there, volunteering, were interestingly and not surprisingly priests. And it was, and nuns and brothers and a lot of laity. It is by no means a majority. As you know, the UK is a very secular country. But a lot of clergy came to give time. And out of that, you're a priest, you know, and they had no support. in being who they are and in living their lives. So from that, actually in November 1992, which is a long time ago, I started a group for priests who are gay, and it is still in existence today to give them support and an opportunity to talk about who they are and what's going on in their lives in confidence.
You'll get the Freedom of the City of London today. As you get that award, what's your message?
My message is a bit profound, if I may be so egotistic. Time is on the side of love. Don't ever give up hope. I mean, hope is not a state of the world presently, as we see. Hope is a state of soul. It doesn't mean that everything will turn out all right, but it does mean that no matter how things turn out, life has meaning. We all have purpose if we love.
Bernard Lynch there.